Welcome back, my friends. I'm Deepak Chopra, and this is Daily Breath. Yesterday, we took a look at the notion of samskara, or reacting in the same limited way over and over. This makes us biological robots. There's no creativity, there's no imagination, there is no fun. So today we look at how most people try and fail to tame the mind by getting caught in three fixed reactions. When looked at closely, all three of these behaviors come after the fact. They deal with the mind's disorder as the cause of the distress rather than as a symptom. So then the solutions also have negative effects. So how do people try to change their behavior or even change the behavior of others? They do this through manipulation, through control, and through denial. In fact, all these three things are entangled: manipulation, control, denial. Let's take an example. You're 3-4 years old and you're at the shopping mall with your mother and you want a lollipop and she says no. Then your first manipulation is being nice. Mommy, please buy me the lollipop, I'll give you a kiss, etc., etc. If she refuses, then your second manipulation is being nasty. You lie down on the ground, you scream, you have a temper tantrum. If that doesn't succeed, then when you come home, you hide, you pout, you become stubborn, and you're, in a sense, unavailable. You are manipulating and trying to control by being stubborn and through withdrawal. And if that doesn't work, then you go to your mom and you say, you're nice to my brothers and sisters, but not nice to me, which means you play the victim. So being nice, being nasty, being stubborn, being obstinate, pouting, and playing the victim are actually all control dramas that your ego uses to express itself. And yet, as we know, the ego is just your self-image. It's not who you are. And so a false construct is trying to manipulate situations into fulfillment. This is what we all want, fulfillment. The fulfillment of desire. We want to have meaning and purpose in our life. We want to be happy, but we're actually in denial of who we are. And as a result of this, everything that we do to control, to manipulate, is a result of the denial of intimacy with our own self. So everyone should be aware of this. And before you make a choice, it is very important to actually know your tendency to react. And that's why I always say, press the pause button and observe your reaction to react. Just that, you know, stop, take a few deep breaths, smile, feel your body, be observant of what's happening around you, and then proceed with awareness and compassion. And just in doing that, you are beginning to free yourself and your mind is automatically being tamed. You can't tame the mind. It's like a caged monkey. But when you get rid of the bars, then there's nothing to tame. And all you have to realize is that what was causing you distress was attachment to a construct. That's all. Attachment to an idea. And once you realize that you, as awareness, are intrinsically not that which you're experiencing, that intrinsically awareness is free of all its experiences, then you can change the direction of your choices to give you the experience of a joyful, energetic body, a reflective, alert mind, a loving, compassionate heart, lightness of being. But in order to do that, you have to get into the habit of observing your reaction to react and not being in denial that most of the time you're a biological robot. Join me tomorrow for Friday meditation.